Hey there, are you looking to deepen your understanding of the Bible? Look no further than Graceful Joy Church. Their YouTube channel is the go-to destination for insightful videos that cater to all levels of faith. But what really sets them apart? It's their incredible community. Join their online congregation today and experience the warmth and support of fellow believers at Graceful Joy Church on YouTube.
If it is or if it ain't, it's going to come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is Thursday, yes, it's Thursday, April 25th, 2024, and today the topic is Always Be Praying. Yes, happy Thursday, y'all. Happy Thursday. I hope you guys had a wonderful Wednesday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. There was a few highlights, you know what I'm saying? I had a good conversation with a future, for a future episode of the GSL Talk Show with a very familiar face. Dr. Chaktka visited us again for the third time, and he always has the most amazing stories, testimonies, and things to share. So shout out to him, and he made it plain that he wants to come back again. So to God be the glory for that. And yeah, look forward to coming back and sharing, you know, the wisdom and things like that that the Lord is doing with him, for him, and through him. So that was one main highlight. I mean, me and hubby had a little highlight, you know what I'm saying? I will thank and praise the Lord that, you know, I feel like we've been connecting, you know, more and whatnot over the past few days, whether it be conversations. I think I told you guys about that I was thinking about breath work and stuff like that. So that was something else that we did sometime this week together. Just different things. And I guess, hopefully I'm encouraging and inspiring couples, especially married couples and kingdom married couples, right, to connect with your spouse, be intimate with your spouse. Yeah, sex, sure, yeah. But, I mean, have some conversations, you know what I'm saying? Do some activities, you know, like, connect with your spouse. At the end of the day, the Lord said it was not good for man to be alone, you know. Now, somebody might be called to the life of singleness, and I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. Y'all know I went on a whole journey myself and stuff like that. Be, you know, content in your singleness, yes, but also be content in your marriage. And, you know, listen, look, my understanding is it's supposed to be God, your spouse, your children, and then everything else, everybody and everything else. So, you know, let's get into alignment, you know what I'm saying? Let's focus on, you know, doing the will of God and keeping things in their right position. But that's a whole nother conversation. All right, let's get into this one. Miracle, why you talk about always be praying? Well, first of all, y'all know I said that phrase the other day during the juice. I was like, always be praying. And that's real. You know, I kind of got that from, one of my old bosses, but she said along the lines, always be promoting, which it seems like that might be a corporate phrase, right, to in business and whatnot. Always be promoting, right? But I'm saying always be praying. So my ABP is always be praying. Because the Bible tells us to do so plainly and clearly, to always be praying. But I mean, I think I can see how this is a practical thing for our everyday life, to always be praying, always be presenting, you know, things to the Lord. Now, it was interesting because, again, I told you I was been watching Chosen and whatnot. And so I don't know what episode I'm on right now, but whatever episode I recently watched, there was a moment with He hasn't become Peter yet. But it was a moment with that particular disciple, the one that's gonna become Peter. Why his name, his other name, went away from my head. But anyway, he was talking to him, and he was, you know, Jesus was talking to him and telling him, hey, you know, let me know what's going on. And then at some point, you know, he's like, but you already know, you know, Rabbi, you already know what's on my mind. You already know, like, what's the point of you, me telling you, because you already know. And you know, Jesus didn't necessarily get into that at that moment when he was like, you know, you can read my mind, right? You know, you already know what's going on. And sometimes I think we do approach the situation in that way. We're like, Lord, you already know what's going on, or whatever the case may be. What is the purpose of praying? You know, what is the purpose of I guess verbalizing, or maybe even not verbalizing, the things that are on our heart and minds. Matter of fact, I know that talking to Dr. Chakta yesterday, he was kind of sharing some practical ideas and things of that nature, especially for people that are feeling like they're stuck or feeling like they're not in the right place. You know, again, all my conversations, everything that the Lord has been doing with me, for me, and through me has been so divinely placed, where I'm like, okay, Lord, you know what I mean? I just receive it. I'm just gonna sit here and receive it at this point, you know. And like I said, I've been on my journey to just accept what the Lord has done and is doing. And I can see the benefits of that. But again, a lot of things that I've had to do, what did I change recently? Taking it to the Lord first. And I believe that's why I'm seeing some breakthrough, right? In regards to different areas and whatnot. Taking it to the Lord first has shifted some things. But anyway, when I was talking about Dr. Chaka, when I was talking to him about this, he mentioned that, you know, even sometimes we don't know what to pray. And the Bible tells us that as well. You know, now there are some things that I've been hearing a lot that maybe, you know, can help us in this area. So I guess I'll just share it now that it's on my heart and mind. So not only just, you know, praying and verbally and things of that nature, but sometimes, you know, you can just pray mentally, you know. Dr. Chaka was talking about how he uses breath work to pray sometimes, which is an amazing thing, because again, we know that I was just introduced to breath work a couple of weeks ago, or last week, or whatever that was. And I'm like, here go Dr. Chaka telling me about breath work and how he used the scriptures to do breath work and whatnot, breathing in the scriptures, breathing out, things of that nature. Which is another thing, again, that people have, you know, shared with me on GSL about, hey, use the scriptures to pray. If you don't know the words to say, use the scripture. Find the scriptures that's, you know, related to you and your situation and things of that nature, and pray that over yourself, your household, things like that. And then sometimes, again, just praying in the spirit. That is another thing as well that the Bible is very clear about. Like, hey, you know, again, sometimes you don't know what to pray, therefore allow to the spirit to groan and do the prayer through you. You know, some set call that speaking in tongues and things of that nature. Some may not, you know. It might be, I guess, a spooky thing to some people. It's not to me. You know, I think I told you guys already, you know, how I received the Holy Spirit, at least that gift of speaking in tongues in particular. And yeah, so there's all kinds of ways to pray. I think it's not about being, you know, verbally, you know, eloquent and all those different types of things. It's about, again, humbling yourself to the Lord, presenting different things to him, whether it be through your heart and mind, or through, you know, your words, or through just the sigh, or the speaking in the tongues, or whatever it is. Take it to God. Always be praying. So that's where the inspiration came from. Let's go ahead and get into it, y'all, because your girl need to go ahead and get ready. All right. So 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. That's it. Pray without ceasing. I can sit here and say, okay, juice is over. But it tells us plainly to pray without ceasing. I mean, I don't know why we don't do it. I took a little time to reflect on that old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And the first couple of verses, I mean, the whole thing is about prayer. But the first couple of verses just really stood out to me. And I was thinking about that old Baptist way that we would sing the song, you know, and you know, they would say the words, and then they would, you know, repeat the words in the song melody, or whatever the case may be. So I mean, here it is for y'all this morning, just in case it can encourage you and inspire you, y'all. That the second, I guess you would say, stanza or verse or whatever the case may be, it says, Let me see. I don't want to misquote. I like to say the exact stuff. Let's see. Oh, yes. It says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear." Why do we bear those pains, y'all? Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Yes. Now, I mean, I know we can go on and on with that little song and stuff like that, but I mean, yeah, why do we bear the pains we do? We don't have to, you know, we can take it to the Lord. We can always be praying. Let me give you guys another verse, Romans 12 and 12. That's one of the things that led me to this morning. Because 12:12 was a significant time. I think I woke up last night. This is what it says: rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. I mean, again, why it then said it multiple times, why don't we do it? Again, I'm guilty, right? Why was I practicing the habit of going to God last? You know, and then sometimes, you know, again, going to others, trying to handle it myself, and then be like, oh, well, let me pray. Or, you know, again, we often put prayer on the back burner because it seems like, I can only speak for myself, so I don't know why other people do it. But I guess for me, sometimes it seems like when people say pray about it, right? Or, you know, all I can do is pray, then it's like sometimes you feel like that's not enough, right? You feel like, you know, is there more to do? Like, can I do something alongside of the prayer? You know, things like that, I guess, will come into my heart and mind when people, you know, they're like, okay, pray about it, or I'll pray about it, or whatever the case may be. It's just like, I know to pray, and I think we all know to do so, but then it's like, you know, I guess maybe that's where sometimes doubts and all that type of stuff come in, because then you're like, well, you know, am I truly praying to someone? You know, all the different things that try to tempt you to, again, not have faith. So, but with prayer, I guess it shows that you do have faith, right? It's like, okay, I'm presenting this to you, Lord. I believe you're there. I believe you're listening. And here it is. And again, I done shared with you guys, just being intentional about that over the past few days since Saturday has been, again, a life-changing thing, that I hope and pray that I continue, the rest of my life. Because it's just been so beneficial. So let's keep going. Colossians 4 and 2. It says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. That's good. You know, let's be watchful while we pray. Again, sometimes, again, like I said, I think we feel like it's not enough. And then we're like, you pray and then you're, or you'll just say some words, right? And then you're like, okay. And things of that nature, and then maybe you don't think about it again. But no, you know, again, the things that we present to the Lord, to me, what this saying, that verse that I just read is saying to me, as I said this to the Lord, I shared this with the Lord, and I'm waiting and I'm watching for Him to do whatever it is. Because again, if I'm asking things according to His will, then I need to, you know, I'm going to be seeing it come to fruition. So watch as well as pray, as they say. You know, don't just go to the Lord and just like, okay, here, you know, and then doubt in your heart, you know what I'm saying? Nah, if you're gonna truly believe and things of that nature, then yeah, watch and see what he gonna do. Now again, sometimes the answer is no. That's a whole nother conversation now. But sometimes, you know, you might not be praying things according to the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? You might not be praying things according to his will. So sometimes the answer might be no, and then, you know, believe and receive that, you know. Again, I've been sharing with you guys. I am humbling myself to say that, hey, Lord, you know what? Your plan is better than mine. Everything that you've done with me, for me, and through me is better than anything I can sit here and think about my life. So therefore, I'm going to accept that. You know, you put me here. You have me doing this. You put me with this person. You, whatever it is, that you got to humble yourself before the Lord and say, I accept your will and way. You know, go ahead and do that, y'all. I mean, you know, and sometimes we gotta get and pray about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, present to the Lord, Lord, I don't fully understand this and that. You know, Lord, be honest. He knows anyway. But I mean, there's something to the honesty before the Lord. There's something to, again, the faith and the trust in the Lord, as you pray. So I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by that. Let me give you guys another verse. I know I was telling you guys again, sometimes we don't know what to pray. So Romans 8 and 26 says this. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intervenes for us with groanings too deep for words. Listen, again, I can, you know, living testimony as well as I could totally understand sometimes you just don't know what to pray. Sometimes you're just too weak to pray. Sometimes you're just too sad, too hurt, too angry, too whatever it is. But if you humble yourself before the Lord and just submit your, again, will and way, and just even in the silence could still be prayer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, taking those things to God and leaving it there and allowing, again, the Holy Spirit to even pray through us. Regarding the situation. One thing I can say about praying in tongues is for me, as I do it, sometimes I feel like, I hate to say powerful, but yeah, like sometimes that's the type of feeling I feel. And then other times I feel, I guess you would just say at ease because I don't have to worry or stress about like the correct words to say. I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to say. And then sometimes, you know, sometimes I wonder what I'm praying, you know, but then sometimes I have in my head words, like English words, but I'm saying something else. And I'm thinking that perhaps I'm saying what I'm saying in my mind in regards to the English words. But who knows? Again, it's between the Holy Spirit and the Lord, right? The Spirit within me, X, Y, and Z, is praying to God on my behalf. And again, it's been empowering and it has given me peace. So if it is something that you have not yet, you know, you've yet to experience praying in tongues, you might be a little bit wary of it, things of that nature. You know, I would just say that, you know, I think everybody has access. Everybody can. If it's a gift that you desire to have, I do believe that you are capable and God will give you that gift. If you seek him and ask and you know, things of that nature. I think I should share with you guys how you know, what I listened to in particular was Keith Moore Ministries, and he was talking about speaking in tongues. I don't know if there was multiple sermons that I listened to, but I remember listening to one in particular where he kind of guided you know, us that was in the congregation as well as me because I was watching a video. He pretty much said that start to pray, but be intentional about not speaking your language. Just allow the sounds to come forth, and things of that nature. And as I did that, as I submitted, and as I, you know, first I was praying and, you know, just praying. And then next thing I know flowed from my mouth. I guess like they say, living water or whatever case may be, it just flowed, you know, the sounds and the you know, it sounds to me, or when I've done it, it sounds like another language. You know, I don't know what the language is, but I'm just saying it sounds like it may be another language, the way somebody else is, someone speaking Spanish or someone speaking French or whatever. If you're not familiar with their language, it sounds like that sounds, you know, at least for me. Now, I don't know. Some people, it sounds different. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you that expect it to sound like this or that, because this right here, the Bible telling us, it says groans, you know what I'm saying, groaning too deep for words. Like, it's just, so it's not, maybe it's not even words, it's just groans that's coming. Who knows, maybe yours will come out in that way. But I'm just kind of trying to share with you guys about, again, speaking in tongues and what it looked like for me. And so just in case you wanted to seek out or seek the Lord about that, you can at least be a little bit familiar with at least somebody's journey and whatnot. But again, Keith Moore Ministries, if you could look up Keith Moore Ministries and speaking in tongues, I think you might come across the sermon that I came across. If you want to at least, you know, do that, or just seek the Lord yourself, you know, and read about it and study and, you know, ask the Lord for the gift. And I believe he'll give it to you if it's his will. That's pretty much it. That's all I had in regards to different verses. You guys can keep going with this concept of always be praying. There's plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. But in case you need a little bit of confirmation, I feel like today's Bible verse of today kind of coincides what you will receive with the prayer. If you're always praying, this is what you receive. It's Philippians 4 and 7. It says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's willing. And y'all know tomorrow's Friday, right? So we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show that's coming out. And our guest is Mr. Dale Hutchison. He is the podcast hoster of podcast hoster. He's the podcast host of Coffee Time Again. And he's an unwavering conservative, and he has a lot of strong opinions and things of that nature. So check him out, man. Come and check him out on the GSL Talk Show tomorrow at 7 p.m. But yeah, man, y'all have a great, great Thursday. And I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. This episode was brought to you in part by Ava Justin, the host of the Ava Talk, where entrepreneurship, entertainment, and empowerment collide. Join her journey of faith, wisdom, and inspiration at theavatalk.com.